Hi, thank you for joining us for an episode of Reimagining Diversity and Leadership, the podcast of the Woods Kovalova Group, celebrating 25 years as leading diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting firm. Here's what's happening in business today. Are you a manager feeling overwhelmed by the weight of unconscious bias within your organization? Are you unsure how to create an equitable work environment for all? If so, Unleashing Bias Busters is designed with you in mind. This episode provides practical strategies and guidance that will equip managers like yourself with the knowledge and tools necessary to conquer the biases potentially preventing optimal workplace performance. With this information, managers can confidentially address any conscious or unconscious biases present from their past experiences and lead more effectively going forward. Unconscious bias refers to the attitudes and stereotypes that we hold towards certain groups of people without even realizing it. These biases can be based on race, gender, age, and education level, affecting our decisions and actions toward others. As a manager, it is essential to address unconscious bias in the workplace as it can lead to discrimination and unfair treatment of employees. By recognizing and addressing bias, managers can create a more inclusive work environment where all employees feel valued and respected. This step can also lead to more diverse and productive teams, ultimately benefiting the company. In today's world, acknowledging and recognizing biases in the workplace is an essential step toward creating a more inclusive and diverse environment. Individuals carry their beliefs, experiences, and cultural background, often influencing their decisions and attitudes toward others. Recognizing these biases is the first step towards breaking them down and promoting a workplace culture that celebrates uniqueness and embraces differences. By acknowledging and confronting biases head-on, we can create an environment that fosters mutual respect, understanding, and collaboration among all employees, ultimately leading to better decision-making and a more productive workplace.
Transforming minds and cultures. Our comprehensive training programs are designed to spark transformation at every level of your organization. From interactive workshops to customized learning modules, we provide engaging experiences that challenge biases, increase cultural competency, and promote empathy. In addition, our trainers are skilled facilitators who create safe spaces for dialogue, encouraging open and honest conversations about diversity and inclusion. Visit us at woodskovalovagroup.com to learn more.
As a manager, we must recognize that we are not immune to unconscious biases. These biases are often deeply ingrained and can significantly impact our decision-making processes. However, by implementing targeted strategies, we can work to overcome these biases and create a more inclusive workplace. One practical approach is education. By educating ourselves on the various forms of prejudice, we can identify and challenge them as they arise. Additionally, seeking out diverse perspectives, setting clear goals, and implementing consistent accountability measures can all help to mitigate the impact of unconscious biases in the workplace. It's not always easy, but overcoming these biases is necessary and worthwhile if we want to create a truly equitable and inclusive environment for all employees. In a world where diversity and inclusion are becoming increasingly important, managers must understand how their biases affect decision-making. That's why training managers to utilize tools that reduce bias is essential. These tools can include everything from software that removes identifying information from resumes to structured interview guides that ask all candidates the same set of questions. By utilizing these tools, managers can make more objective and fair decisions, ultimately leading to a more diverse and successful team. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So, if you're a manager looking to improve your decision-making skills, consider taking a training course or investing in bias-reducing tools. Discrimination has no place in any society, and establishing clear rules to exclude it is crucial. Combating discrimination involves creating an environment where everyone feels safe and can thrive, regardless of race, gender, religion, or any other personal characteristic. Clear rules must be established to ensure everyone is treated fairly and equally. This includes providing guidelines for hiring and promotion, as well as creating a safe environment for employees to report any instances of discrimination. With clear rules, individuals and organizations can work together to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion and create a more welcoming world. Overcoming biases is a critical journey for managers seeking to lead with clarity and create inclusive work environments. Managers can become powerful bias busters by recognizing biases, embracing diversity, developing emotional intelligence, implementing structured decision-making processes, engaging in continuous learning, encouraging feedback, and leading by example. Through their efforts, they shape their leadership style and inspire their teams to reach their full potential, fostering a culture that thrives on fairness, inclusivity, and innovation. In today's diverse workplace, it's important to encourage open communication and understanding among colleagues. One way to foster this is by having an honest and respectful dialogue around biases. By acknowledging and discussing our own biases and those that may exist within the workplace, we can work towards creating a more inclusive environment where ideas and opinions are valued regardless of personal backgrounds or differences. Of course, it takes courage and vulnerability to have these types of conversations, but we can create a more connected and cohesive team by doing so. It all starts with being open to learning, listening, and challenging our assumptions. In conclusion, unconscious bias in the workplace is a severe issue that managers need to understand and address to ensure fairness and equal opportunities for all those involved. Managers can create an equitable work environment by being mindful of their biases, recognizing them, and educating themselves on strategies to help reduce bias in decision-making. Training managers on identifying and eliminating bias in their decisions can also help ensure equality in the organization. Additionally, setting clear rules prohibiting discrimination will help ensure that everyone is respected regardless of gender, race, or religious beliefs. Finally, having an open dialogue around unconscious bias amongst colleagues is vital so everyone within the organization can be understanding and sympathetic toward each other's experiences. Thank you for listening to another episode of Reimagining Diversity and Leadership, brought to you by Woods Covalova Group. I'm Ava Brooks.